You're listening to SBS News.
Villages in India's southwest have been trapped without food, water, and electricity for days. Some residents have been left stranded on the rooftops of homes fully submerged in water. In parts of Kerala, entire villages have been swept away by the worst floods to hit the state in 100 years. Flood victim Radhamani says her family has lost everything.
The water level rose, our whole house went under. All our clothes are gone. There is no food to eat, no clothes to wear. Everything in our house, the very foundation of our house, is gone. All our life's belongings have gone.
Another survivor who has been left homeless says she's thankful her family is not among the hundreds killed.
My eldest son's house is still submerged. Here I am in my younger son's house. Though the floodwaters have receded, it is not ready to be occupied. Thanks to the Almighty, our lives are saved.
The state of Kerala has endured incessant rainfall since August 8, triggering floods and landslides. Hundreds of boats and more than a dozen helicopters are being used to reach stranded residents and deliver relief supplies. Rapid Action Force Unit Deputy Commandant G. Ganesh says his team is working to protect crops and homes from further destruction caused by rising rivers that are breaking their banks.
The district administration asked for our help to stop these floodwaters. We're making a plan to stop the flow of the water so that local residents' paddy fields can be saved from damage caused by the overflowing water.
More than 800,000 people are sheltering in 4,000 relief camps across the state. Ananda Krishnan is part of a group of volunteers packing boxes of food, clothes and medical supplies to send to those in need of aid.
We are running around 430 camps all over Kerala. Right now, as you can see, we are going with medical supplies to six or seven camps located in Kottayam, where people evacuated from Alappi and some parts of Chengannur are stationed.
Another volunteer, Aman, says people across the country are doing what they can to help those in affected areas.
For this cause, we all decided to come together and help our brothers and sisters in need for the calamity that is happening in Kerala. So whatever little bit that we can do, we've tried our level best.
Ray Kinchala is Save the Children India's National Humanitarian and Disaster Risk Reduction Manager. He's been visiting the camps in Kerala and says he's concerned about the psychological health of those displaced by the floods.
One of the things that we have noticed is, since people have never faced a disaster of this magnitude, so they are a bit lost in terms of how to face up to it. Within the camps, there's basic physical needs provided, but psychosocial aspects of children, women, etc. need to be addressed.
Mr. Kinchala says the challenges residents are facing will only get worse once they're able to return to their homes.
Now, back in their villages, there will be major issues in terms of clearing up the mud slush which has entered the houses. And then there will be water sanitation issues. And as well as most of them have been displaced from the existing livelihoods.
Special prayers for flood victims were held on Sunday, both in India and in Rome, at the Vatican. Pope Francis led a moment of silence during his midday blessing to pray for a concrete international response to the disaster.
We must give these brothers of ours our solidarity and the concrete support of the international community. I express my closeness to the church in Kerala, which is on the front line in bringing relief to the population.
As rains begin to ease, water levels have started to fall. Authorities now fear an outbreak of waterborne disease among the hundreds of thousands stranded in relief camps. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.